Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning some tips that we might want to consider as we approach winter. One of the primary things we need to think about is the health of the teat ends on our cows. One of the best ways to keep those teat ends healthy during the winter months is to make sure that we're using post dips that do not freeze. During the extreme wind chill, it might be a good idea to consider a couple of things. Number one, you may not want to post dip for a day or two. Might be better for the health of the teat ends not to put on a post dip that might freeze in those sorts of conditions. Another thing that you could consider doing is allowing the cows to stand in the parlor for a few minutes to allow that post dip to drip off before they walk outside, also blotting the teat ends with a paper towel. The other group of animals on our farm that tend to suffer under the cold is our calves. They start becoming cold stressed when the temperature drops below about 30 degrees Fahrenheit. So for each 10 degrees that we drop below 30 degrees, their increase in energy is about 10%. So if you're not on an accelerated growth program, feeding an extra feeding maybe over the noon hour is an excellent way to get energy into those animals during the coldest weather that we might experience. It'll also help keep them healthier. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to consider some special things for lactating dairy cows as well as calves during the coldest spells of winter that we have.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.